It's Thursday, September 19, 2024.
It's quite worrying to see so many extreme events all over the world.
UN Weather Agency warned the world is not moving fast enough to avert climate chaos. North Carolina storm damage tops $7 billion. Plus, new study finds Biden's climate policies will save 200,000 lives from air pollution.
All of that life-saving news and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Kamala Harris, you know, has always been for eliminating the combustion engine and mandating EVs. That's what she's been for her whole life. And it's crushed thousands of jobs in states like Michigan.
Wow, it's crushed thousands of jobs, and there isn't even a mandate yet. She must be very powerful. Are you frightened of her, Steve Scalise, GOP Majority House Leader? Because it kind of sounds like it. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, Kamala Harris is so strong she is crushing jobs with just the power of her mind.
Yes, she is.
Impressive. What do you got for us today?
Well, first, good news for Phoenix. The city this week finally ended its historic streak of 113 consecutive days at or above 100 degrees. The streak began on Memorial Day and didn't end until 2 weeks after Labor Day, an astonishing 37 days longer than its previous record.
I'm sure everything's fine.
Globally, summer 2024 was the world's hottest summer on record, and a new data analysis from nonprofit Climate Central found that human-caused climate change made the extreme heat around the world at least three times more likely to occur. One quarter of the world's population suffered through 30 days or more of intense heat. In the U.S., Americans this summer lived through an average of 20 more days of dangerous heat than in the past due to climate change. Extreme heat took the lives of more than 2,000 people in the U.S. over just the last year. In North Carolina, cleanup is underway from the unnamed tropical storm that spun up suddenly, unleashing deadly flooding. Preliminary estimates indicate it caused $7 billion in damage. The U.S. has now seen 21 extreme weather disasters so far this year that have racked up at least $1 billion in damage.
Wow, we ought to think about mandating EVs.
While Central Europe is still grappling with historic floods from an unprecedented storm, Portugal this week declared a state of emergency as more than 100 deadly wildfires rage out of control amid hot and dry conditions. Over in Brazil, the worst drought on record has lowered the Amazon River to all-time lows, and some tributaries have dried up completely. In Ecuador, the government will impose nighttime blackouts nationwide as the worst drought in decades curtails the country's hydroelectric plants. The European Union's head office on Wednesday warned that devastating floods in Southeast Asia, West Africa, and Europe, wildfires in Portugal, Peru, and the Western U.S., and drought in a number of countries are combined proof of, quote, climate breakdown that it says will become the norm unless swift action is taken to shift away from fossil fuels that cause climate change.
But by all means, let's not take swift action. Am I right, Steve Scalise?
A new report from the UN's weather agency this week warns that governments must move faster and do more to avoid even worse impacts in coming decades. Their new projections indicate the world is likely to blow past Paris Climate Treaty targets and hit global warming of 3 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels by the end of this century.
Yikes.
To limit temperature rise to 2 degrees Celsius, the report says greenhouse gas emissions must fall by 30% by 2030. Here's WMO science coordinator Lauren Stewart.
The message is really clear. The science tells us that we need to take urgent and ambitious mitigation and adaptation action. And we need to do this across scales, you know, from governments to the private sector to individuals as well. We all have an important role to play in reducing our emissions and also increasing resilience in local communities.
Well, for God's sakes, please, nobody tell the Republicans in the U.S. House, okay?
Finally, some better news. President Biden's suite of new rules limiting toxic pollution from cars, power plants, and industry will save 200,000 American lives from dangerous air pollution over coming decades. That's according to a new analysis by a group founded by retired EPA staff. Co-author Jeremy Simons, former EPA climate policy advisor, said, quote, "These are real people who would not be alive if not for the nonpartisan work of the EPA doing its job again after the last administration." However, they warned those clean air standards are likely to be overturned if Donald Trump wins the November election.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. Not going back. Streets keep trying to say.